What is up, everybody? This is Teriyaki, and I am back with another episode. And this week, we're talking about going to the dentist for the first time abroad. So please listen and enjoy. We're back. I have a guest who has never been on my podcast.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Jordan.
Would you like to introduce yourself briefly?
Well, I'm Jordan. What about me? What do I say? So I'm a student at the same university as Teriyaki. So what am I supposed to say? But I'm from Toronto. I'm studying computer science. What are you laughing at? What am I supposed to say? You're like,
Yeah, I know.
I'm studying computer science. I'm also a first year.
She does modeling. I don't know what's with me having like model friends, because Reina has been on my podcast. She was a model. I don't know if she still does modeling, but you do modeling. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, just, I don't know, works out a way to make money.
Well, I could never say that. Yeah, that's great.
No, you can do it. You're very tall,
too. Oh, I guess so. And today, as it says very clearly on the title, we're talking about the dentist, but I kind of wanted to talk about how you're coping through college with stress.
Oh, well.
First, before we get into the main topic.
Am I coping? I don't know. So I'll just share my thoughts on this. I'm not doing the best, I have to say, with stress, but I'm trying to balance like my work with other stuff, so it's not just fully work. But honestly, it's just a lot right now. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just had like a breakdown the other day, so I don't know if I'm the best person to give advice.
It's really not helping. Like, I don't notice that I'm stressed until like I have some stuff coming out.
Because it builds like, and it builds.
Yeah, unless I don't have a breakdown, I won't notice that I'm stressed.
Yeah.
And then I've like recently have been having like headaches and toothache.
Mm-hmm. Well, the toothache is not.
Which is, no.
I mean, that adds to the stress, well, though.
It does. Yeah. Like, it makes it worse, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, your immune system isn't getting weaker because of your stress, yeah. And I'm having, like, headache and other stuff. And
I mean, you know, I got sick so many times this semester.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
I wonder why.
Yeah. I think my most recent time was because of, like, a stress. It was, like, a little stress fever. I was, like, just so overwhelmed.
Yeah, because I think I've had, like, mild headache for, like, the past few weeks. Not even, like, past 7 days or so. And I'm pretty sure it's because of stress. And I was like, I don't know why I'm having a headache. But, yeah, there you go. Anyways, so my toothache, I believe, was one of, like, them. So when you have, like, really weaker immune system, like, you can't fight against germs as much as you would in a normal state. And then so my gum around my wisdom tooth was very much swelling since Monday. This is Friday. And I was like, I guess I have to go see a dentist. I really don't want to if I don't have to, but I guess I have to. So I did some like internet searching, like, is it really bad? Maybe it's just like temporary thing, it'll heal, kind of. And then it says some scary things. So like,
that's why you never Google
you,
things.
If you leave it, you might have a cyst in your gum, and you might not. You're like, you might have a hole in your gum. And I was like, that's so scary.
You never Google things when you're not feeling well.
Oh, well, but yeah. I did.
I know, but it will always tell you something really scary.
I was like, what are some treatments? Like, what can I do at home? Because I won't be able to see a dentist for a while. And it said like, oh, like, use the mouthwash, like brush your like the area really gently, and I did all of that. It worked fine, but then like at one point it was swelling so much, and I was like, I have to take some meds. I usually don't take meds, but then I was like, I probably should, and I look it up, and they're like, oh, take ibuprofen. So I did. It worked magically. I was like, thank God. Yeah. And then the Google basically told me to go to the dentist. So I booked an appointment at the university dentist office. So you go there, and it's like a very clean. I was actually surprised.
What, were you expecting it to be like filthy?
No, but it was like a modern kind of.
You expect like a dentist office, like very nice and clean. Yeah.
And so I filled out the form, and they take me to the doctor, and she's like doing examination, and they take the x-ray. Took a while, and I was like uncomfortable, but anyways, I see the x-ray image, and I see my wisdom tooth just hanging there, growing horizontally right beside the tooth that's next to my wisdom tooth. And that's the one that was hurting, like my bottom right wisdom tooth. And even back home, my dentist was like, oh, maybe you might want to get it out if it's hurting. But if it's not, you probably don't have to. So I just kind of left it there because I was hoping that, oh, maybe like it'll be fine. Like if it's not hurting now, it probably won't hurt. And guess what happened? It's hurting. So I think I should have like got it taken out back home because that would have been easier, but that wasn't the case. So I go to the dentist, see my x-ray, and I was talking with the dentist, and she is telling me things that I didn't want to hear. She's like, so you're going to need 5 fillings, and you're going to need both of your bottom wisdom teeth taken out.
It's like you came there only for your one problem, and she told you, like, you have cavities.
Like, you have other issues. And I was like, I really, my main purpose was, like, to get my wisdom tooth removed, not teeth, and not get my other teeth drilled and filled. And I was like, I know it's not bad because they're not hurting. Like, my other teeth are not hurting. It's just my bottom right wisdom tooth. And so I'm just, like, listening to her because I was like, oh, my God, is it that bad? And I was like, maybe I should, like, think about it because I really don't think that's necessary. But she was, like, very serious. Like, she was like, oh, if you're going to leave it too long, you might have to get the root canal done. I was like, okay. And it was just that, and she's like, you're probably gonna have to get your wisdom teeth out. I'm like, okay, whatever, okay. And it was done. The examination was done. I go to the receptionist, and she hands me the bill, and she's like, oh, it's only $31. I'm like, oh my God, that's not bad. Like, that's not bad at all. I can pay for it. But then while I was waiting, I was so anxious because a lot of people have told me that medical bills here are very expensive, and I didn't know how expensive it was going to get. And then she was like, oh, it's only $31. I'm like, oh, thank God. And she proceeds with, it's actually $200, but your insurance covered 85% of it. And I'm like, $200? What? I only got x-rays done, and it's $200? You only pushed the button a few times to get the photos, and it's $200. And I'm like, oh my God, that's fine. So I only paid $30, whatever. And she hands me the estimate of the 5 fillings that I'm supposed to get, and the estimate of my wisdom teeth extraction. And one of them says $1,100. And I was like,
$1,000.
Is this actually, like, is this true? Like, is the dot placed at a different spot? Like,
did you make a mistake?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, there's no way. And I look at it, it's like, so it's the 5 feelings, and one of each costs like $200. I was like, oh my God. And then she comes with another estimate of the, you know, wisdom teeth, and it's like $600, and it's like, oh, so this is, you know, $300 each. I'm like, didn't I just fall? I froze at that moment. I couldn't think straight. This isn't real. This was like, it was giving me worse headache that I already had. Yeah. And I was thinking, like, how much would it cost if I was to get them in Japan? And I actually looked it up. Mm-hmm. For fillings, it's like $10 to $30 each. And for wisdom teeth, it's also $10 to $30 each.
$10 to $30 for your wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I was like, this is intolerable. Yeah. Since I got here, I've paid so much money for medical bills, and I can't, like, pay another $1,700, and I'm not getting my teeth filled because they're fine. Like, I feel they're fine. And she's like, so would you like to book the next appointment? I'm like, yeah, of course. I would love to. And then I did. And she's like, so would you like to get two of your teeth filled or four of them? I was like, I'll just get the four done, whatever. So I booked an appointment. It was supposed to be 2 weeks after. I'm like, okay, maybe I did something right. Going home. And I was like thinking, so did I really need to get five fillings? Because it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I know that it's probably better to get it fixed now in the long run, but I really don't feel the need,
like, it's not
to spend that much money. And, like, my rational mind is, like, fully disabled because looking at the bills, I was just like,
what?
I can't, like, I can pay for it, but I'm not gonna pay for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was also reviewing my insurance plan. Turns out it only covers $600 per year, and I already used $200 for this visit. So that means I only had $400 left.
For the year. Is it by school year?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And that means if I was to get the fillings, I'm probably going to have to cover $600 on my own. And then $600 more for the wisdom teeth. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I was like, do I have to, like, enroll in a different insurance plan? And I started looking it up. And it doesn't work, obviously. Like, it's not how insurance works. You have to know, like, you have to prove that you're healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm not. My teeth are fucking broken. And I started texting my sister and was like, hey, like, this is how much it cost. I'm getting scammed. She's like, oh my God. She didn't really say anything. I was like, she's just like, oh, that's so expensive. And I'm like, yeah, it's I'm getting bankrupt. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, maybe I can wait till I go back home. So I was like, but I knew that I couldn't go home for Christmas because I already have some plans for Christmas, and I looked at the price ticket, like, the ticket price, and it was kind of expensive.
Yeah.
So I was like, no. And I wasn't really planning to go home for summer, but I guess I was like, it's kind of an emergency. I have to get my teeth fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I go home, I can get, like, the treatments cheaper. And I was, like, looking out for flight tickets for, like, May. And it was only $900 for the round trip.
That's really good.
That's way cheaper than my teeth treatment.
Yeah, you can go there, fly back, get all their treatments done for less money.
And I was like, yep, that's, I'm going crazy. Home for summer. I know. And I was like, holy shit, like, I will wait as long as my teeth won't start hurting.
As long as nothing's killing me, I can wait.
They're completely fine, and I still don't understand how my flight tickets are cheaper than my entire dental bill.
Everything is just so expensive here.
It's disgusting to know. And I called back my dentist to cancel my appointment to get the fillings. And, oh, she's like, okay, that's fine. And then after that, she sent me another estimate for, like, wisdom teeth removal. Like, they were checking how much it might actually cost looking at the x-rays, and turns out my bottom right one is going to cost about $560. Just one tooth. Because it's located in a weird spot, and which I'm going to have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
But then she also included the estimate for, like, all the other wisdom teeth and it was like $1,600 entirely.
So all four was in teeth.
Yeah, I was like,
you don't need to get the other ones.
No, I'm not because my teeth are fine.
Yeah. Just get everything removed in Japan.
It's like they want to remove them so bad.
No, because they make so much money. That's why.
No wonder.
They tell you, like, any possible treatment you can get done so that you can make as much money as possible.
And I was, like, explaining, like, desperately. I'm like, I want to get them done when I go home.
Please stop.
Don't heal my teeth.
Don't take my teeth.
No. Please keep them. They're fine. And I called him, and they're like, yeah, that's fine, that's fine. And so I booked the appointment for the extraction in January, because the doctor was so booked that he couldn't take my tooth out this year. So that's what happened today. I was, like, internally dead mentally. The amount of money that like, kind of, I don't know. Because my doctor was like, she's almost threatening me. Like, if you don't get them done now, you will suffer.
No, but it's like, because they try to create that urgency. Like, yeah, that sense of urgency.
I was like,
but no, it's scary. Like,
it's scary at the moment. I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to get the feelings.
No, you're like,
and
I need to
go home. I was going to study after my dentist appointment, but I was like, I have to go home. Like, I can't study. So I went home, and then I'm just like looking through the bills and estimates. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I can't. I'm not paying for this.
You know? Yeah.
So I said no. And like in Japan, even if you don't have an insurance, depends on like what you get. Like even if you were to get a filling, you can get it for $50, even if you don't have an insurance.
There is like no medical treatment you can get for $50 here.
And they're so slow. Like they made me feel like I needed treatment now.
Yeah.
But then I'm only getting my wisdom tooth extracted like 1.5 months later. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's I the need thing. Them out now.
Like, they're like, you need to book it ASAP. But like, then it's like, you have to wait like a few months. And that's totally fine if you wait a few months. But they're like, you need to get everything.
But like, for me, it was kind of an emergency when I was like swelling because it hurt. And I can't chew on my right side.
It's pretty like not good situation.
No, it's really not. And I still have to wait. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'll wait
a month and a half
to pay $200.
Won't that be like in December though?
Well, no, a month and a half. That's like
January.
Okay, in the middle of the January after I come back because I'm going to Nova Scotia for Christmas. Yeah. And the doctor is, like, having vacations. Of course he is. He's making a shit ton of money for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I remember, like, I only paid $5 for each, like, any type of medical appointment until I was 18. Because
$5?
My, like, city insurance covered the entire thing until I was, like, out of high school. So every time I go to, like, the dentist or even like dermatologists, I would only pay $5. And the $5 covers for the prescription too.
Even dermatologists, $5.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So like I went to the dentist quite often.
Like I would too.
It was originally cheaper, but then it was even cheaper with as a student.
Yeah.
And like, and if you're born in Japan, like you get the insurance with you when you're born, and it covers most of the stuff until like for up until 70%.
Yeah.
So you only pay 30% of the entire fee.
Wow. I mean, we have something kind of similar, like OHIP. Yeah. Like it's the Ontario Health Insurance Plan for like if you're under, I think 21, or 25, I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
I'm not too sure. For, like, citizens, though, that's the thing. And then it doesn't cover, like, everything by any means. Like, it's like a joke.
Because, like, our insurance still covers the dental fees, but OHIP doesn't cover the dental fees.
Yeah, no, it's, like, so specific about what it covers. And then when it does cover something, it doesn't cover that
much. Yeah,
yeah. Welcome to Canadian healthcare.
Very delightful.
It will bankrupt you.
I know. Because one time, like, I think it's a week ago, I have to get vaccines, not COVID. And they told me to, like, they told me that if I didn't have an insurance, I would have to pay $200 for that. Which
what?
I ended up paying $50 because my university insurance covered 80% of it. Mm-hmm. It's like, thank God. And I don't know, it was weird. And it's so weird that here you need prescriptions to get glasses.
Oh, yeah. Like, you don't need prescriptions? Like glasses?
No, you go to the glasses store.
Oh, and then they fix you up there?
They like, check your vision. And then they just make the glasses there.
Yeah, here you have to go to an eye doctor. And then you get your prescription. Then you go to the glasses store. So you have, like, an optometrist at the store? It's just the person who works at the store. Yeah. Knows how to... Really?
Yeah. So you don't need a prescription.
So that's not even, like, a career that exists in optometry, I guess.
They do, but it's, like, a different purpose. Like, if you have an eye infection, you will go there. Yeah. And if you want, like, contact lenses, you will go there.
Oh, because they have to fit you for the... That's different.
Yeah, it's, like, you're putting something inside of your eye, so that's, like... Yeah, different...
Oh,
so, yeah. But then I heard, like, it costs a lot of money to get your, like, eye examination.
Yes. Everything costs money here.
Like, a lot of things are so expensive, and I'm like, I really can't, like...
No, it's crazy. I mean, a lot of people are lucky because we have, like, our parents' sick insurance with their work, or, like, they have benefits that cover it.
They must have, like, a really good... Because otherwise,
no one can afford, like,
this. Right?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about, like, people who don't have parents who can cover that, like, it's insane.
And, like, one thing I noticed is, like, a lot of people growing up, they get braces at one point.
Yeah.
And braces are not cheap, but they still get it anyways. And a lot of people in Japan, like...
But that's also the rest of the world,
no
too.
No one really gets braces.
Unless it's, like, your teeth are really, like, bad shape,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, because that's, like, something I was talking about, because, okay, so my boyfriend is from Spain.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to him about this, because I had, like, I didn't have braces, I had Invisalign, which was not a good idea, and it was even more expensive. So, but he was saying, like, it's so weird how everyone here, just, it's, like, this is just standard when you turn 12, 13, unless your teeth are, like, just perfectly straight,
yeah.
You get it. It's, like, just normal. You just get braces. It's, like, part of growing up.
And get your wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah, you get your wisdom teeth taken out.
All of them.
Yeah. It's just, but it's crazy. Because I think, and also it's, like, something to do with, like, the U.S. and Canada. It's, like, we have, like, the pressure to have, like, perfect teeth, almost. Yeah. It's, like, just the standard. It's, like, just a normal procedure. But it's weird. It's, like, it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
I don't know, because, like, I was reading some articles, and it's, like, if you have... online teeth, like, people are gonna, like, look at you and think, like, you're poor.
But, like, no one really cares, unless someone's, like, really pretentious and rich or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really look at anyone's teeth, really, unless it's, like, something's really off and you can't. That sounds really bad, actually.
Oh my god,
sorry,
Jordan.
That sounds really mean. Like, unless it's something that's obvious, that's obvious to notice. If it's just, like, someone's teeth are maybe not straight, like, I don't notice.
Yeah.
I really don't care. I feel like most people don't notice.
And then, yeah, so my cousin stayed in Toronto for a working holiday, and he was telling me, like, everyone's, like, actors and actresses, like, they pay so much attention to their teeth, partially because, like, it's so expensive to go to the dentist, but then also, like, a lot of people pay so much attention to teeth.
Yeah. No, teeth is, like, no, it's crazy how much...
Yeah. But then, like, here, they have better whitening products at, like, pharmacies. You wouldn't see a lot of that in Japan.
But that's also because it's really bad for your enamel. So I think... But, okay, this is what I was doing some research on this because I was curious, too. And I was reading that, like, because the same reason... Like, it's such a... It's just a commercial, like... what do we say? Like... It's just, like, a looks appearance thing to get braces. It doesn't have to do anything with your teeth health. Like, your actually tooth health. Like, unless it's, like, actually, like, causing you pain. Getting braces has nothing to do with the health of your teeth. It's just for appearance. But, like, in other countries, they value more just, like, the health of your teeth. That's why you focus on. So I think that's also why the tooth whitening things are not as popular, because they're really actually bad for your, like, because they strip your enamel.
Yeah.
So, but here we're, like, we just care about having white teeth, right? Like, it's, like... You need white teeth. But, like, it actually damages your teeth more to get... I don't know.
It's just... It's a lot for me.
Yeah.
Like, I've always liked going to the dentist.
Yeah.
Since I was a kid until now. Now I hate it.
The experience has changed for you.
I'm traumatized by the medical bills. That's...
Well, now you get to go back to home, I guess, in the summer.
Yeah, I was going to go back, but I guess I am, and I'll eat so much food.
Bring back some candy.
I will.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going home for medical, dental treatment. Like, if I didn't have this problem, I wouldn't go back for
summer. But, I mean, like, that's crazy that we have to do that. Because I have to do the same. Like, I have to go back home. I mean, yeah. My home is different. Even though I think it's far, it's not as far as having to take a plane across the world. But, like, I still, like, if I want to go to see my doctor or dentist, I have to go back home.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't want to pay for someone. I don't, like, if it's not going to be covered and stuff.
I don't know. I just don't understand, like... Why do you want to take my teeth out so much?
But they want to make money. That's why they're like
super wealthy. You can't make money from the poor people.
No, but like, you know, my grandmother tried so hard to convince me to be a dentist growing up.
Oh my God, my friend was like, oh my God, maybe you should be that's why you have to be a dentist. You're going to make so much money. I'm like, I bet. But
could you do it?
I can't.
Could you like look in people's mouths?
Depends. Like, when I go to the dentist, I always brush my teeth and floss my teeth because, like, I don't want them to think, oh, my God, this person has a disgusting mouth hygiene. Yeah,
but some people, not everyone does
that. I know that some people, like, go to the dentist right after they ate.
Yeah.
And it's, like, imagine having to deal with that.
I just can't. Like, people's mouths, like,
gross. And when you're, like, putting your finger into their mouth, yeah. And, like, you're going to, like, feel their tongue moving, yeah. And you're gonna feel
scared of like people's salivating. Teeth, like biting down on you.
I'm sure it'll happen if you're a dentist.
Yeah, I'm sure it does happen, especially with little kids. Oh my God, no, I can't. I'm a little bit germaphobic.
Like, if you like fuck up, you can't undo it.
I think that goes with most medical stuff too.
Well, yeah, so that's why like you have so like much the pressure. Responsibility. Yeah. But then I mean, like even if you fuck up, like. They can't really, I guess not a lot of people are going to be like, hey, like, give me my money back.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. They can't. It's like, oh, it's, unless they really did something that's like illegal or something that like could be classified as that, then there's no way to
get like recently back. I started really like get scared of like letting other people do stuff to me, like cutting your hair, dyeing your hair, getting your teeth drilled. Getting your teeth taken out.
It's a little bit different from like, cutting your
there's
hair.
There's no guarantee that they'll succeed.
Yeah.
Until you see it done. And I'm like...
That's why you can't think about that.
Pretty so horrifying. Like, it's horrifying.
Yeah. I mean, okay, how much do dentists get paid in Japan?
Like, I don't know. I'm sure they get paid a lot.
Okay.
I mean, like, one dentist trip is, like, usually, like, $80.
Yeah.
Depends on what I do. Maybe if it's, like... I don't know, 5-minute visits, like $40.
But it's technically more, though. It's just covered by insurance, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So insurance covers 70%, I think.
So it is actually, like, a bigger cost. But it's just insurance covers a lot more.
But, like, even, like, the normal cost, that wouldn't be that much. So they are making a lot of money when you think about it as, like, an hourly rate.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, it'd be cheaper for people to go to school for dentistry in Japan, too. Like, it's probably not as expensive as here.
Oh, my God, don't. You know, my cousin, she's in medical school right now, and it's $27,000 per year.
$27,000. Whoa.
For 3 years, I think, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
How much would it be in Japan?
In Japan? It's probably, like, $10,000. Or $15,000.
Okay. So it's not cheap, but...
It's not cheap, but, like, you can... easily get it back once you start working. But that's if you go to a public school. Like, if you go to a private university, that would cost even more, like, $20,000.
Okay, so that's actually a lot more than I thought it would be.
Yeah. University education isn't really that cheap. Like, even if you're an art student, that would cost around $8,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it would be a lot cheaper, the university.
Here? Yeah.
So university here is cheaper than there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And this is
no
a public
university,
school?
But if you go to medical school, like here,
would
probably be more.
Okay.
Yeah.
So by getting your like actually just your bachelor's is.
Yeah, for bachelor's, like it's like $10,000 each year.
Oh my
So you're going to pay, like, I don't know, $50,000 until you graduate.
Is it 5 years?
It's 4 years, but sometimes you have to pay, like, $12,000. Mm-hmm. So that's $5,000. You're going to have to pay for the rent and food and...
Mm, yeah, true.
The fun stuff.
Well, I mean, we're going to have to start paying for that next year, too.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. It's a lot. Like, I can't pay for it right when I have to pay for dentistry. It's more than a rent.
It is more than a month's rent. That's crazy. So that's added a layer of stress to your life, I think.
Yeah. It's probably at the top of my list right now.
What's the hierarchy more than right nothing. Now?
Well, right now, it's obviously the dentist fees. But it's actually better now because, like, now I know that I'm not paying for it. Like, I'm not paying for the whole thing. I'm only getting one tooth out.
Yeah.
But on the next list... the vaccines. So, I haven't told anyone, like, on this podcast yet, but because my mom was, like, an organic mom, she never let me get any vaccines other than COVID. And so, I haven't, like, got anything like measles, rubella, tetanus, like, all that stuff. And so, I was like, I probably should get them here because I don't want to catch disease and die. And so I go to the doctor's office and they're like, oh, so you're going to have to get the blood test and, like, find out which vaccines you don't have. And so I did, and I'm waiting for the test results now, but I'm probably going to have to, like, get everything. And that's, like, I don't know, 6 different vaccines. And I already had, like, 1 dose of HPV.
Well, so now you can go maybe get some of them when you're in Japan. Or do you need them ASAP?
I think if I was to get them in Japan, I would probably have to pay for the vaccine.
Oh.
Which isn't part of the insurance.
Oh, so it would also be expensive. Like
$500 more than that. But
oh my gosh.
Here, I think I can get them for free. But then I did pay $50 for my HPV vaccine, which was initially $200.
Yeah.
But then it's... when I was thinking about, like, how many shots I would have to get, it got so scary.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't like...
It's not fun.
I'm starting to not like needles now.
And we're probably going to have to get our COVID booster shot, too.
Oh, yeah. So. Which I don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. For COVID, I would, but...
Yeah, but it's no, like, needles are scary.
When you get, like, needles and to get the injections, like, your arms hurt because, like, they're putting the liquid into your arm muscle tissue, and... it's just not a pleasant feeling.
No, it's not.
And then, like, I started to feel unwell after I got my first dose of HPV and was like, ugh, I really don't like this, but...
Mm. Well, I'm sure getting HPV would probably be less... even more unpleasant than getting the shot. But, yeah, getting shots and stuff is not fun.
And, like, for COVID, like, you're probably going to have the side effects and...
Yeah.
The fever.
Oh, and we're over 18, so we can't get Pfizer anymore.
No?
No, because actually, I'm not sure if it's changed, but before it was, because there was limited Pfizer, so only people under 18, because I was the only one approved for minors.
Oh, here. Okay.
So, ah, and okay, that was the one with the least symptoms I found.
Okay, because I got 2 doses of Moderna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How were your symptoms when you got it?
I had a fever, and that went up to like 41 degrees, like Celsius.
Oh my gosh.
But then I took, like, the meds, and it went down to 37.8-ish, and I was fine. But then, like, the day after, I was so, like, nauseous and drowsy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, fatigued.
That's crazy, because, I don't know, after my shots, I was, like, I was perfectly fine. Like, after my second shot, I literally went kayaking the next day. Yeah! I know, but it was actually bad. I was really scared because I made the plans right ahead of time and I couldn't cancel because my friend, it was like someone who I'm not really friends with now, but she was like one of those like manipulative friends where you like, when you know, when you like cancel it, you're like, you hate me, you never make plans.
Gosh.
Yeah, so I was like scared, terrified to cancel. Right. But it actually was fine. Yeah, and I cried the next day.
It was kind of like weird when I went to the doctor's office to find out like which vaccines I need, because I was initially only gonna get like 4 of them, my mom was like, get the measles, rubella, and tetanus. And then I added like mumps and mm-hmm. other things and HPV. And the doctor added chicken pox and polio and hepatitis, which I wasn't even going to get the shots for, but then...
Well, hepatitis, I understand, but I don't think I got a polio. Maybe I did when I was a baby.
I don't think I have to get the chicken pox. So, like, you don't get that when you're an adult, would you?
But it's called something different, I think. I don't really understand it, to be honest.
And then my mom was also like, maybe you should get the rubella, but you don't have to get it now because it affects your child, not yourself. I was like, she was like, maybe get it when you're married. And I was like, who knows for sure?
Yes, she was assuming.
I could get pregnant before I get married.
I don't know. I always find it so weird when people say that, like when you're married, like when you're pregnant, like just assuming.
Like, just get it now. I don't want to like wait and like be like, oh
have
my
to
God,
keep that on the back
when
of your
am
mind?
I getting this shot? When am I getting that shot?
Yeah, I feel like if or when you get pregnant or whatever in the future, if you want to have a baby, I feel like that'll be like the last thing.
You don't want to wait. Get pregnant and then like be like, oh my God, like I haven't got this shot yet, so I have to like I have to get it, but I can't get it because I'm pregnant.
Yeah,
that's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like imagine you have to remember.
Like, yeah. And then my doctor was like, "Are you getting some like medical check for your work?" And I was like, no.
Oh, like from your job?
Yeah, that's what she saw. And I was like,
nope, I'm just a student. Really
not, I'm just unimmunized.
Yeah. So, that's not great.
Too many shots.
It's like a harsh reality, too.
Yeah.
But I mean, that shot seems...
Like, I don't think I've ever spent this much money for, like, anything medical.
Yeah.
In my entire life, and... Like, everything is just coming, and I was like, mm-hmm. oh, well.
Just, if you have to go see a dermatologist, don't see it here.
I won't. It's I mean, I so don't have expensive. That issue now. Like, I saw a dermatologist because of my acne, and they prescribed the medicine. It was, like, $5.
Yeah.
Oh, my. For each visit. $5. Yep, including the prescriptions.
I'm going to literally fly to Japan to go see the dermatologist.
Yeah. And then, you know, like, it got better, and now, like, it's in... way better condition, so I don't have to go see a dermatologist anymore.
Yeah.
How much would you usually pay if you were to go see one here?
It's been a really long time since I've seen one.
Yeah.
But several hundred dollars, I think, for sure. Mm. Normally, I would go see a facialist someone because it's actually cheaper per session. And I really like her. Don't take it as a testament because my skin is really bad right now. Yeah, that's just from all the stress.
And it's like, I don't know, once you get older,
yeah.
like 18, 19, your skin isn't like irritated as much.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's what I'm like, oh, thank God. But then people told me like once you're in high school, you're going to get less acne, which was not true in my case at all. And then like I go to university and like my skin is in a much better condition. I'm like, oh my God, like finally.
Yeah.
You know?
No, middle school and high school was horrible for my skin. I mean, I started to get better towards the end of high school.
Yeah.
And now like I know what breaks me out. So I can, if I'm really concerned about it, I can watch it. Like I know dairy.
Yeah.
And like being like really stressed out breaks me out. Like
me too.
Crazy.
Like stress, sleep, yeah. like sleep.
Get lack of sleep.
Yeah. Sugar, dairy. Sugar.
And that's everything that's been happening to me.
No, it's like when you're stressed, like you feel the need to either eat or not eat.
Yeah.
And like I'm losing my appetite recently.
Yeah. Same.
And I'm like not eating, like not taking as vitamins as I should. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to take like supplement. Like I want to take it from the food, but the calf doesn't really have vegetables.
It's almost they literally
and the vegan
don't.
Food are really got like really bad. I don't want to like eat oily food.
The food is so
it's really
oily.
Bad. Like
it's
I don't want to eat oily food because that's how you get acne too.
Yeah.
So I'm just like
you know, even the things that are like healthier are like so oily, so much salt.
Yeah, salt and oil.
Yeah. No, and it's the thing because for me it's the same. Like I rotate between like lack of appetite usually for like a few days, and then I just get like really hungry, and I just feel the need to like binge salty, greasy food.
It's like mine is like. A week routine, like, so 1 week I don't want to eat, and next 2 weeks I'm like, having normal appetite. Mm-hmm. And then the week before my period, I'm gaining so much of my appetite.
Yeah.
And it's like...
I know it's so bad for me, like, just to, like, my body to feel like this. But it's, like, I can't even help it. Like, I wish...
It's, like, if I don't eat, I'm stressed. If I eat, I'm stressed.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, how are your, like... When I call my family, my grandma's like, oh, my God, I can tell you're breaking out. That's why, so...
Like, wait, is your grandma, like, Asian or no?
Yeah.
Okay,
so there you go. I'm half Chinese. There you go. And, you know, they're always, like, very concerned about, like, how you appearance. Look.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I'm, like, that's, like, literally my last, the last thing on my mind. And it's, like,
oh. Actually, like, now that you mentioned, like, I never had my grandma talk about my skin.
Really?
But then she would always be like, oh, like, did you gain weight?
My
relatives, like, my uncles, they're always like, oh, my God, like, did you gain weight, whatever. And, like, at one time, my grandpa was like, I was going through puberty, and it's like, oh, my God, like, you're starting to look more like a woman. And I was like,
oh, no.
He's dead, by the way.
Okay. Did you kill him?
Oh, no. So that's what happened. It was like, oh my God, like, he's, yeah. And my grandma sometimes, like, oh, like, why don't you, I don't know, walk like a girl? And
or, like, how you sit.
And, like, how I sit and how I say things. She's like, use more
delicate
soft language. And I'm like, grandma, you're dying soon. No, I'm kidding.
Are you, though?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. If she's listening to this, you're kidding.
She's not going to understand
this. Okay. No, I know. It's like, they rotate, at least from my grandmother, it's like, either you're underweight or you're overweight.
Yeah.
There's no in between for her.
No, I'm pretty sure my sister is, like, very much underweight. She's very skinny. But then, like, whenever I go see my, like, families, like, I get compared because I'm on the bigger side.
Is your sister shorter?
Slightly, but not so much. And she's very skinny. And so, like, I look fat.
My sister's the exact same. Like, she's, like, almost my height. But she's, like, I'm not saying, like, I'm not, like, skinny. But because I am, I guess,
like, thinner.
But... she's like much more slim than I am, so
sometimes
it's like kind of weird because it's like messed up in my head, like when I compare, not that I like think about it that much, but like if I compare myself to her, I'm like, wow, I'm like not, like, I don't think of myself as skinny. But then I talk to other people, they're like, what the fuck, like, you aren't skinny.
And like my family, like, has always been like, hey, like, lose weight, like, you're fat, whatever.
Really?
Like, you're too big. And like, and at one
you're
point,
not,
like,
though.
I know, that's
you're
the
literally
thing.
A healthy weight, like,
yeah, and like I do more exercise than my sister, but then she's still skinny, so like that's why they think that she's healthier,
yeah.
But then like she probably has worse diet than I do, and like I'm exercising regularly and she's not, but
that's the thing.
They still tell me to lose weight, and I'm like, I don't know.
My sister spends like her whole day like on the couch, like literally,
my sister, yeah, like she goes to sleep at like 3 a.m. 4 a.m. wakes up at like 1 p.m. Meanwhile, I go to bed at like 11 p.m. wake up at 7:30, and they still tell me to lose weight.
I think we actually have like the same family. It's like the same.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, love Asian parents. I love my parents, but you know, it's like it's rough.
Yeah. And my, like, one time my mom was seriously like, you have to learn how to like self-regulate, and I was like, what?
You learn how to self-regulate, excuse me?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Good old times.
It's like, it's weird. Because it's like, when I'm at home, if I eat something, like if I'm just snacky on some food, mom was like, really? Like, you want to be eating like that? Like, or like, you want to eat
that? So passive-aggressive.
Like, exactly. Because my mom's like, okay, so... She, like, when she was younger, not younger, like, when we were younger, we all ate, like, really unhealthy, and my mom wasn't overweight, but she was, like, just a little more than, like, healthy weight, and so she went on Weight Watchers, because her work paid for it, don't know, it's kind of weird that the roommate pays for it, but I guess it's just a bit, like, healthier lifestyle, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then so we, like, completely changed, and then she became, like, very, like, health-oriented, but, like, in quotes, because it's more, like, yeah, she eats healthy, but it's, like, very, like, you can't, like, enjoy things, too. It's not about balance, yeah. It's just about, like, constantly eating healthy. So, like, even if I make a smoothie, she's, like, you should be getting your nutrients from the fruit directly, not blending it. I'm, like, bruh. I just wanted a smoothie, like, bro. So...
I don't know, my mom was, like, never that, like, a lot about it. Like, she doesn't snack a lot, but then, like I said, she's an organic mom.
Yeah.
So, like, anything we ate, like, that was, like, bought from organic stores and, like, snacks. Like, yeah. Until I was, like, in my third grade, I wasn't, like, really allowed to eat any snacks that was, like, from the store. Like, she would always make it, and, like, that's the only thing I ate.
Was she a good cook?
I don't know, like, I don't have the good memories of, like, her, like, I like her food now, but, like, back then,
yeah.
It was, like, such a pain.
Because yeah, because you I'm, just like, wanted, like,
she, what like, she else. Restricted, like, the food that I wanted to eat, and, yeah. Like, I wasn't allowed to eat snacks that other friends were eating.
Yeah.
And so, like, I would feel bad when someone, like, offers me snacks, because I know that my mom wouldn't allow me to eat it, but
yeah.
Then they're still offering me, and, like, I want to eat it,
so
but
it feels
my mom
wrong.
Wouldn't. Yeah.
But even
yeah.
Though it's, like, really not a big deal, because
it's not, like, now it's not, and, like... And so when I was in, like, fifth grade, like, it started to, like, I don't know, get better. Like, she wasn't as strict. But mm-hmm. Then, like, before that, there were so many, like, different snacks that I've never tried before. But then it's, like, everyone else has had.
Yeah.
And it just felt so weird.
Or grew up with yeah. And stuff. Yeah. That's funny. It's, like, the opposite, I guess.
Yeah.
But my mom is, she's not, like, organic. I mean, a little bit, I guess. But she is definitely, like... You know, like, not really, doesn't really like the idea of, like, using meds or stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I kind of understand where it's coming from. It, like, because definitely if you can solve things without medication, it's always better. Mm-hmm. But she's very, like, anti-meds.
Like, sometimes you just need the meds to function.
Yeah.
But, like literally if you're dependent, that's bad, which I understand. But then, like, again, my mom was, like, also really anti-meds. So whenever, like, I'm having some issue, like, she would just either, like, tell me to sleep.
Yeah.
Or get, like, weird, sketchy, like, homemade opiate sugar yeah. Pills. That's you
like
know.
Like, placebo stuff.
Yeah, and... yeah. And then, or, like, take me to the clinic that prescribes me, like, the Chinese medicine, like, powder.
Mm-hmm.
Really disgusting stuff. Well, it's not disgusting,
it always
but
smells
it tastes,
like horrible.
Tastes disgusting. Yeah.
And the smell, like, stays on all of your
yeah.
Clothing.
Yeah.
Like, in the
yeah.
Room.
Like, I hate it. Like, it makes me want to throw up every time I take it. And, like, now I don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
But.
It's funny. It's, like, kind of, like, two different extremes. Because I feel like here... Everyone's so, like, med-oriented.
Yeah.
Like, it's always, like, the first solution is, like, you have, like, a slightest headache,
yeah.
Take an Advil.
Yeah.
And I don't... I mean, I understand, like, if you really need it, like, you know, you're having a really bad headache and you need to get some work done because you can't afford to take the time off. Like, I understand taking
yeah.
A meds, but it's not always the best thing to, like, go straight to meds as, like, a solution. Because, yeah, then you become dependent.
Yeah.
And... It's better to fight things off yourself if you can, if it's something that's, like, you
yeah.
Can wait out. But, yeah, so, and then it's, like, funny because then it's, like, other cultures, like, very anti-meds.
Very opposite, yeah. I don't take painkillers when I'm, like, on my period for cramps, but, like,
mm-hmm.
By my sister would. And, like, my mom would be, like, oh, you're taking the meds? Like,
yeah.
Is that...
Or it's almost like you're weak,
like,
kind of.
It's, like, she makes you feel guilty for taking the meds.
Yeah, and you're, like, I'm literally dying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Like, I will throw up if I don't take the meds.
Oh, my God. I had the same, like, before. Well, I don't know if this is TMI, but I'm on birth control. But, like, before I went on, I went mostly, like, one of the big reasons because of my period was, like,
yeah.
Really bad. Like, I would get horrible cramps, and I would be, like, literally, like, on the floor.
Yeah.
I was, like, that's happened to me at school, and I literally almost passed out.
Yeah.
Because it would be so painful. And so, like, literally when I would take a painkiller, my mom would be, like, seriously? And I'm, like, I'm literally, like, throwing up. Like, I'm dying. My, like, I'm getting, like, hot sweats. Like, like, Jesus Christ.
Let me be.
And then even the, like, painkillers wouldn't do that much for me. So I just switched, like, getting actual meds for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she'd still, like, every time be, like, seriously, you really need that. I'm like, yes, I do.
Even when I had my COVID vaccine, like, my fever was pretty, like, rough. And I was like, oh, yeah, let me get my meds. And I went to my sister because she's the one that has all the meds. And next morning, my mom asked me, like, so did you take the meds? And I was like, yeah, I did. And she goes, really? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I told you to not to take the meds. And I was like, yeah, you did, but, like, you don't owe me like that.
Yeah.
I'm 18. Like, I'm 19 now, but, like, back then I was 18.
Yeah.
Like, still, I should be able to, like, know when to take the meds and when to not take the meds.
It's like you like, know yourself. It's not like
I take it every day, like, freaking candy.
Yeah. It's not like you want to take them.
Like, I'd rather not. Yeah. But, like, I'm really having a hard time here.
Yeah. Let me be.
So I've never been to McDonald's until I was, like, 7 years old.
Seven?
Yeah.
Really?
And the only reason why I went there was, like, my dad took me there.
Yeah.
So that was, like, my very first time going to McDonald's. And, like, I had an apple pie and it was fun. But, like, my mom wouldn't take us to McDonald's because that's, like, junk food and she doesn't like that. I don't, like, eat fast food that often, but, like, sometimes my sister would eat, like, get a lunch from McDonald's, which is completely acceptable. Like, it's not an
issue.
Yeah, once
in a while. It's totally
fine.
And,
like, if my mom finds out that, like, there's some trash from the McDonald's in a trash can, she's going to be like, oh, my God, like, if you eat McDonald's and if you keep doing that, you're not going to get pregnant. And my sister's like, so I grew up in this household where we don't go to McDonald's as often as other families.
Yeah.
And if I don't get pregnant because I ate McDonald's once, no one else is getting pregnant.
Yeah. Also, I feel like as a kid, that's, like, the last thing you care about.
Yeah, it's like, I...
like, I don't give a shit,
anything,
okay?
I don't want kids.
Okay, I'll have more McDonald's.
No responsibility, no pregnancy, no kids. Yeah.
That's funny. No, I mean, like...
But then, like, it gets annoying. She's, like, always, like, oh, like, if you do this, you're not going to get pregnant. You take meds, you're not going to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
She is.
How about you get pregnant?
Let's see you get pregnant.
She's too old for that.
That's so funny. Yeah. I mean, no, there's really nothing wrong with going to, like, McDonald's and stuff. If it's just once in a while.
It's just, like, my mom makes it so bad.
Yeah, like a criminal. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like... I go to McDonald's and I feel guilty. Like, oh my God, I'm eating McDonald's.
Like, do you feel like that even now? Like, when you're not...
Not really, just because, like, I avoid going to fast food places.
Yeah.
For my health reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Not because, like, my mom told me to, but, like, sometimes, like, back home, I would go to McDonald's to hang out with friends.
Yeah.
And my sister, no, my mom would ask me, like, so where'd you go for, like, dinner or lunch? And I'm like, oh, I went to McDonald's. Like, I would feel hesitant to say that I went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because I know that she's not going to have, like, a good impression of that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's fun. It was the same because, like, there was just a McDonald's and, like, a Tim Hortons and a Starbucks just near my school. Those were, like, the main. There were, like, a couple other restaurants, but mostly they're not, weren't that really that good. So everyone would just go to there to, like, get a snack after school. But now for me, it's, like, I don't go that often, but it's mostly because if I'm going out and spending money to eat out, I'd rather spend a little bit more to eat out something, like, tastier and better.
Yeah.
Like... Swarm.
Like, it's nice to have every once in a while. Like, it's not like I'm eating McDonald's every day.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's really good road trip food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you haven't done... Have you done a road trip?
No.
No. Even when you're living in Nova Scotia?
No.
You should... it's so perfect, though. But I guess you need, you're relying on someone else to, like, have a car, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Nova Scotia is really pretty for... road trips.
It is. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. This was just, like, us ranting about our, like...
like, house.
Yeah.
House stuff. Family issues. Crazy moms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyways, is there anything you want to talk about?
My mind is, like, blank right now.
Okay, me too. Well, I guess this is it for this week.
The moral of the story is don't go to Canada for healthcare.
Don't go to Canada for healthcare. Don't go to McDonald's. Don't take meds. Don't take vaccines. Okay? And is there anything you'd like to promote?
Like,
go to Roots website. Okay? She did the shooting for Roots, and she's on the website. So go check it out.
Be some. Bye. Bye.